The next day, Pip, Flitter, Flap, and Stella Luna went flying far from home. They flew for hours, exercising their new wings. "The sun is setting," warned Flitter. "We had better go home or we will get lost in the dark," said Flap. But Stella Luna had flown far ahead and was nowhere to be seen. The three anxious birds went home without her. All alone, Stella flew and flew until her wings ached and she dropped into a tree. "I promised not to hang by my feet," Stella Luna sighed. So she hung by her thumbs and soon fell asleep. She didn't hear the soft sound of wings coming near. "Hey," a loud voice said, "why are you hanging upside down?" Stella Luna's eyes opened wide. She saw a most peculiar face. "I'm not upside down. You are," Stella Luna said. "Ah, but you're a bat. Bats hang by their feet. You are hanging by your thumbs, so that makes you upside down," the creature said. "I'm a bat. I am hanging by my feet. That makes me right side up." Stella Luna was confused. "Mama Bird told me I was upside down. She said I was wrong." "Wrong for a bird, maybe, but not for a bat." More bats gathered around to see the strange young bat who behaved like a bird. Stella Luna told them her story. "You ate bugs?" stuttered one. "You slept at night?" gasped another. "How very strange," they all murmured. "Wait, wait. Let me look at this child." A bat pushed through the crowd. "An owl attacked you?" she asked. Sniffing Stella Luna's fur, she whispered, "You are Stella Luna. You are my baby." "You escaped the owl?" cried Stella Luna. "You survived?" "Yes," said Mother Bat, as she wrapped her wings around Stella Luna. "Come with me and I'll show you where to find the most delicious fruit. You'll never have to eat another bug as long as you live." "But it's nighttime," Stella Luna squeaked. "We can't fly in the dark, or we will crash into trees." "We're bats," said Mother Bat. "We can see in darkness. Come with us." Stella Luna was afraid, but she let go of the tree and dropped into the deep blue sky. Stella Luna could see. She felt as though rays of light shone from her eyes. She was able to see everything in her path. Soon the bats found a mango tree, and Stella Luna ate as much of the fruit as she could hold. "I'll never eat another bug as long as I live," cheered Stella Luna as she stuffed herself full. "I must tell Pip, Flutter, and Flap." The next day, Stella Luna went to visit the birds. "Come with me and meet my bat family," said Stella Luna. "Okay, let's go," agreed Pip. "They hang by their feet and they fly at night and they eat the best food in the world," Stella Luna explained to the birds on the way. As the birds flew among the bats, Flap said, "I feel upside down here." So the birds hung by their feet. Wait until dark, Stella Luna said excitedly. We will fly at night. When night came, Stella Luna flew away. Pip, Flitter, and Flap leapt from the tree to follow her.
I can't see a thing, yelled Pip.
Neither can I, howled Flitter.
Aye,
shrieked Flap. They're going to crash, gasped Stella Luna. I must rescue them. Stella Luna swooped about, grabbing her friends in the air. She lifted them to a tree, and the birds grasped a branch. Stella Luna hung from the limb above them. We're safe, said Stella Luna. Then she sighed. I wish you could see in the dark, too.
We wish you could land on your feet, Flitter replied.
Pip and Flap nodded. They perched in silence for a long time.
How can we be so different and feel so much alike? Mused Flitter.
And how can we feel so different and be so much alike? Wondered Pip.
I think this is quite a mystery, Flap chirped.
I agree, said Stella Luna. But we're friends, and that's a fact.
This has been Stella Luna by Janelle Cannon.